This is Gloria Minot Presents.
David Daly is the editor-in-chief of Salon and the digital media fellow for the Wilson Center for Humanities and the Arts and the Grady School of Journalism at the University of Georgia. He lives in Brooklyn, and he's talking to us this morning about his new book. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Gloria. I appreciate it.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day in New York.
All right. So, the title, how did that come about? And, you know, I don't know if I can say it on the air. Can you?
You may not be able to.
Okay.
If you can't, I won't.
Okay. Okay.
But it is called Rat Effed, and I imagine that your intelligent viewers can fill in the
blanks.
Letters that are asterisked out. If we had called the book Gerrymandering is really, really important, I imagine that we would not have gotten as many readers for it as a title like this. But, I mean, really, it's a term that has long suggested political sabotage and dirty deeds that are sort of done on the cheap, and this really reflects how our country became so extreme and dysfunctional and how our votes stopped counting. There is no bigger political dirty trick than undermining the essential building block of democracy, which is how we draw our districts.
You know,
and,
go right ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, there's been gerrymandering for 200 years. It goes all the way back to the founding of the Republic, but what the Republicans managed to do in 2010 and 2011 with a really savvy strategic plan, with a whole lot of extra money brought about by the Citizens United case, and then with new technology that made it so easy to map us in, is essentially rewire our politics itself.
You wrote this book based on personal interviews with GOP strategists, including Chris Jankowski, Ed Cook, Bob LeBrant, Jeff Tinner, and the list goes on. And you've assembled a story of how Operation Red Map was able to redistrict and gerrymander congressional districts across the country to secure a Republican majority in Congress.
Yes. Essentially, what the Republicans realized was that as good a year as 2008 was for the Democrats and Barack Obama and the supermajority that the Democrats obtained in the Senate that year, they understood that the more important election in some ways was going to follow in 2010, because that was a census year, as years ending in zero are, and the Constitution mandates that every 10 years you redraw every state legislative and congressional line in the country to account for population shifts and the like. And this has always been a political process. In 2010, it becomes a blunt force political weapon that the Republicans use to try to defeat what is a looming demographic nightmare for the party. And when you put it all together, the gerrymandering, voter ID laws, eliminating early voting, the attack on the Voting Rights Act, I mean, all of this essentially becomes a strategy to govern America from the minority, and it's very dangerous. And they spent $30 million in 2010 on in essentially trying to take over state legislative chambers across the country that would be controlling redistricting the following year. They were very, very successful at doing that, as injecting that kind of money into state races will usually engender that kind of an outcome. And then they were ready in 2011 with exquisitely detailed technology and map makers who were able to press such an advantage that in 2012, the first election run on these new maps across the country, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, state after state, in which either Democrats get more votes or it's you know, 50-50, essentially. Mm-hmm. You see these states producing Republican congressional delegations like 13-5 in Pennsylvania, 12-4 in Ohio, 9-5 in Michigan, 10-3 in North Carolina, and it's way out of whack to the actual percentage of votes being cast. 1.4 million more votes for Democratic House candidates in 2012 than Republicans, and yet Republicans hold on to the chamber. It's the first time since 1972 that the party that got the most votes doesn't actually take the control of the chamber.
Would you tell us about Chris Jankowski? He seems to be the mastermind behind all this.
He's a brilliant political strategist, and he should be so much better known than he is. What he pulls off with $30 million is in some ways the greatest political bargain in modern history. And what he recognizes, which really nobody else ever had in the history of the gerrymander, is how essential redistricting is and how if you think through the process and if you go state by state and apply the right resources in the right place, you can have a dramatic impact with just a little bit of money. And the Democrats just don't see this coming. I mean, Karl Rove writes an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal in March of 2010, and he lays out exactly the plan they're going to run. He's like, we're going to go into these small towns like Round Rock, Texas, and West Lafayette, Indiana, and we're going to take these statehouse districts, and then we're going to remap everything and build ourselves a firewall. And that's exactly what they did, and the Democrats just didn't see it coming, didn't have the imagination that Jankowski and his fellow Republicans did, and that they couldn't even play defense to block it. So Republicans take over state legislative chambers across the country in 2010, and it becomes an election that is going to have impact for another decade.
Jankowski sounds so much like today's Lee Atwater.
I think Atwater is a more devious and diabolical
okay.
character in some ways. I think Jankowski is just a super smart strategist who is doing his best for his side, and I think he remains completely surprised that the Democrats didn't think of this, and I think his general response is, I'm doing my job. The Democrats didn't do their job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Atwater is as divisive and disgusting a political figure as
the
South
yes.
has produced, and we're still living with the, you know, racial results that he, you know,
yes,
and put on us through years of the Southern strategy.
And of course, Karl Rove was joined in this effort by Ed Gillespie, and the list is long. Finally, give us the title of the book.
Talking about the new book, Rat Effed, but you can probably imagine what the actual title is, and if you enter the actual title into Amazon, you can find the book pretty easily, or just my name, David Daly.
There's a lot.
Thanks so much
there.
For having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, David Daly is the author of and editor in chief of Salon and the digital media fellow for the Wilson Center for Humanities and the Arts and the Grady School of Journalism at the University of Georgia. Thank you so much.
www.gloriaminot.com